And then our wonderful Lord here. And, oh, isn't he wonderful in this chapter? I think he had them all laughing. They all were laughing. It's wonderful to be with him. And notice now, children love to be with him. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Even the disciples said, oh, don't bring the little children to them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. That is a tremendous thing. That little one dies in infancy. You can be sure of one thing. Our Lord said that his, not his angel, his spirit is before my Father in heaven. He says here, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. You remember he'd already said something about offending these little ones. And he said it'd be better for you that a millstone was hung around your neck. You see, the little one will follow you. The little one actually thinks you're God. Do anything you want them to do. Has complete trust in you. And God have mercy on you if you don't bring them the right way and bring them to God. He said, suffer the little one. Let them come to me. Don't try to keep them from coming to me. And they would normally come to him. Oh, you say, but you say they have a fallen nature. They sure do. But you see, that little one hasn't reached the age of accountability. And the only decision it can make is the decision that's suggested to it. That's the nature of the little child. And then the little one grows up and develops that little will of his own. Then that's when the trouble begins, is it not? Our Lord says, let them come to me.